好，各位弟兄姐妹平安，很高兴来到你们中间。我看到你们教会这样的成长，好，讲得太快了啊！好，啊，我看到你们教会在这样的成长。
When I see the growth of the church.
然后呢，本来去年来的时候你们在护堂。
And when I was here last year, that you were in the lobby area.
那今年你们来的时候已经在正堂了。
And now you have this sanctuary here.
啊，看到你们教会的成长，使我感到啊，在基督里的成长。
And I can see that we are growing in Christ.
那今天我要讲的题目就是大儿子与小儿子。
And the topic of my preaching today, my sermon today is the older son and the younger son.
上个礼拜我们刚好过了父亲节。
And last week we were celebrating Father's Day.
那过父亲节，我想应该教会都会讲父亲节的道。
And what I was thinking that in Father's Day that every
church 如何当父亲
preaching the way of the father.
如何当父亲啊
？How to become a good father.
但是我们都忽略了如何当儿子。
But we may have neglected how to become a good son.
如何当儿子？你学会了当儿子，你才知道怎么当父亲。
You need to learn how to become a good son before you can become a good father.
在圣经里面讲到儿子的事。
And when we talk about sons in the Bible,
就是在路加福音十五章。
And it was described in Luke chapter 15.
啊，十二节到三十二节。
And verse 12 to verse 32.
我们来读一下。
And that's read.
十二节，小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他们。
So in verse 12, it said, the young one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate."
我看太长了啊，太长了，不如跳一下好了啊。
Okay, so we're gonna skip certain verses.
跳长了，从二十节开始读好了，二十节读到三十二节好了，比较短一点。
So let's start verse 20 to verse 32.
于是起来，往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见了，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连。以他亲嘴。
So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with the compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arm around him and kissed him.
儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。”
And the son says to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.I'm no longer worthy to be called your son."
父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴上他的指头上，把鞋子穿在他的脚上。”
But the father said to his servant, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet."
把那肥牛牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let us have a feast and celebrate.
因为我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来了。
For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate.
那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音。
Meanwhile, the older son was in the field.When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing.
便叫过一个仆人来，问是什么事。
So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on.
仆人说：“你兄弟来了，你父亲因为他无灾无病地回来，把肥牛犊宰了。”
Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf.Because he has him back safe and sound.
大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。
The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him.
他对父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命。你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
But he answered his father, look, all this year I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you have never given me even a young goat, so I could celebrate with my friends.
但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了回牛犊。
But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, and come home, you killed the fattened calf for him.
父亲对他说，儿啊，你常我和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个弟啊、哦嗯。
My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours.
只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
But we have to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
这段经文很多人都是讲在这个小儿子。
So when we were looking in this passage, a lot of focus was on the younger son.
其实这段经文是讲耶稣是比喻做天国的比喻。
But this passage was really a parable for the heaven.
天国的比喻，他用99只羊跟一只羊。
And in another parable that he was describing using 99 goat, about sheep and one sheep.
如果有一只羊失去了，天父就去把它找回来。
And if that particular sheep was lost, then the shepherd, the father will go out and look for the sheep.
然后还有一只，还有用失钱的比喻，一块钱掉了，这个神也去把它找回来。
And it was also used another parable about money, that when the money was lost, then God went out and looked for it.
然后又讲到浪子的比喻，也是天国的比喻。
And it was the parable of the prodigal son.
很多人都只是在讲那小儿子。
And a lot of people focus on the younger son.
没有讲到大儿子。
And but they neglect to talk about the older son.
如果用世上的眼光来看，大儿子好像没有问题。
So in the worldly view, that whatever the older son did not seem to have any issue.
但是用天国的眼光来看，
but if we see that from the heavenly view,
我们要从大儿子跟小儿子来学习到天国是怎么看的。
And we need to learn the interaction between the older son and younger son, and that to learn what it is like in heaven.
首先，我们来看大儿子。
First, let's focus on the older son.
你要先学会当父亲的时候，你要先学会当儿子。
And before you become a father, you need to learn how to become a son.
因为你经历到一个儿子的尊贵的身份。
And when you have learned the sort of authority that you have as a son,
被天父保爱的身份。
And that you are being cherished by the heavenly father.
你才能够很宽容、很乐意成全的来对待你的儿子。
Then you will know how to show compassion to your son.
我们先来看大儿子。
Let's look at the older son.
这大儿子，他因为看到他的兄弟回来了，父亲宰了回牛犊。
And when the older son saw that the father had killed the fattened calf simply because the younger son came back.
然后就生气了，就不肯进去了，就跟父亲抱怨了。
And so he was very angry and refused to go into the house.And he was complaining.
看他的抱怨也没有错。
And if you look at the complaint, that seems right.
用地上的眼光来看没有错。
And it seems right in the worldly view.
用你上班的眼光来看也没有错。
In the way that when we all go out working, that from that point of view, it seems correct too.
他跟父亲抱怨说：“我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我。”一只山羊羔，叫我和我朋友一同快乐。
So he talk about in verse 28, it said, I have all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your order. yet you never gave me even a young goat that I could celebrate with my friends.
这个是从属地被咒诅的地方来看，是他没有错。
So that again, if you look at it from the worldly view, that he was correct.
但是从属天的眼光来看
，But if you view it from the heavenly angle,
他是一个错误的。
That he was wrong.
为什么
？Why was that？
因为父亲对他说：“儿啊，你常与我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。”
Because from verse 31 it says, "My son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours."
那我问你，这大儿子有没有权利去宰山羊羔？
Let me ask you that. Does the older son have the authority to kill the fattened calf?
他的朋友回来了，来到他家，儿子大儿子有没有权利去宰山羊羔？
So when the friends of the older son come to visit the house.Does the older son has the authority to kill even a goat?
我们要从天上的眼光来看。
Let's look from a heavenly view.
天父是乐意把国赐给我们的。
And the heavenly Father is willing to grant everything to us.
我们也今天在唱到，我们是神的子民。
And in our worship today that we sang about we are His people.
神的子民就有神的权柄。
And so when we are His people, God's people, we have God's authority.
神的子民就有神的能力。
So if we are God's people, then we have the power from God.
就看你用不用。
So that depends on whether we'll use it or not.
大儿子，这个大儿子。
So the older son.
他的错误。
What was his error?
在哪里呢
？Where was his error?
他是虽为大儿子，但是却把自己当作雇工。
And that because he was a son, but he was actually treating himself as a slave.
他自己是个大儿子，他有权利去宰山羊羔，但是他却把自己当作雇工在田里忙。
And he had authority to actually kill the goat, but he was treating himself as a slave working in the field.
所以说他的不对是在他的身份认知不对。
So what was his error is that he did not recognize his status.
天父不是要来求你的业绩的。
And God is not looking for what you have, what you are doing, what you have done.
因为耶稣在十字架上成了，就是他已经成就一切的业绩了。
That's because when Jesus died on the cross for us, everything is finished.
他成了，就是新约就是来领受产业的。
And so when it is finished, then the people under grace is coming have the inheritance of the property.
就是应许所生的。
And so we were all born out of promise.
我们来看加拉太书四章二十二节到二十八节。
So let's look at Galatians 4 to verse 22 to 28.
加拉太书四章二十二节到二十八节。
Galatians 4, 22 to 28.
好，因为律法上记着亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使你生的，一个是自主妇女生的。
For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other one by the free woman.
然而那个使你所生的是按着血气生的，那个自主妇女所生的是凭着应许生的。
His son by the slave woman was born in the ordinary way, but his son by the free woman was born as the result of a promise.
这比方是那两个妇人，就是两耶，一耶是出于西乃山，生子为奴，乃为夏甲。
These things may be taken figuratively, for the woman represents two covenants. One covenant is from Mount Sinai, and bear children who are to be slaves. This is Hagar.
这夏甲两个字是指阿拉伯的西乃山，在现在的。与现在的耶路撒冷同列，因为耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的。
Now, Hagar stands for Mount Sinai, and in Arabia, and corresponds to the present city of Jerusalem, because she is in slavery with her children.
因为那在上的耶路撒冷的是自主的，她是我们的母。
But the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother.
因为经上记着不怀孕不生养的你要欢的，未曾经过惨难的你们要高声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比 有丈夫的儿女更多。
For it is written, Be glad, all barren women who bear no children. Break forth and cry aloud, you who have no labor pain, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband.
弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。
Now you brother, like Isaac, are children of promise.
好，我为什么要跟大家讲这些呢？
Why am I referring to the Galatians chapter 4?
因为新约跟旧约不一样。
That's because in the Old Testament it's different from the New Testament.
新约是耶稣说成了，就是他已经成就一切了。
In the New Testament era, that when Jesus died on the cross for us, he said it is finished.
他成就一切了，新约的人就是像以撒一样。
And so the people in the New Covenant era is like Isaac.
就是领受应许的。
And so that we have the under the promise.
应许所生的就是来领受产业的。
And when we are under the promise, that we are coming to inherit the property.
这个大儿子是来领受产业的。
And the older son was there to inherit the property.
父亲已经跟他讲了，说你常与我同在，我所有的一切都是你的。
And as the fathers have told him that whatever I have is yours. He was there to receive the inheritance.
那我问你们，大儿子有没有权利他朋友来的时候宰山羊羔给他吃？
So let me ask you, whether does the older son have the authority to kill in a goat when his friend was visiting?
如果他习惯了，他朋友来的时候很高兴宰山羊羔给他吃。
So that when if he is very used to killing a calf, I'm sorry, killing a goat in celebration when his
与他朋友一同快乐
，and was celebrating with his friends.
现在比他朋友更亲的兄弟回来了。
And now that the younger son has come back, who is closer than the friend?
那大儿子是不是更要宰回牛肚来招待比他朋友更亲的与他一同长大的兄弟
？Then wouldn't it make sense for the older son to kill a fattened calf to celebrate the return of his brother, who is closer to his friend?
如果你习惯了这样的生活
，If you are very used to the life like that。
你就会对你的兄弟们就会非常的大方。
Then you'll be very generous towards your brother.
所以说大儿子的认知是怎么样
？So what is the view of the older son?
是身份认知不对。
So that he failed to recognize his status.
他自己是大儿子，却把自己当成雇工。
And he was the older son, but he treated himself as a slave.
第二个是反应不对。
And the second one, the response was incorrect.
反应是雇工的反应。
And his response is like a response of a slave.
不是跟他小儿子一同的兄弟的反应。
And it's not a response of a son.
我为什么要跟大家讲这些
？Why would I mention this one to you?
因为我到一年会走100个教会。
And as I travel about 100 churches a year.
100个教会，我发觉到。很多的教会都落在大儿子的捆绑里面。
And then I found out that many churches, as I visit them, that they were fallen into the trap of being bounded by this older son.
大儿子的捆绑是什么
？And what is the bounding bondage of the older son?
身为大儿子却把自己当雇工。
And the bondage was that he was being an older son, but he treated himself as a slave.
当雇工的结果是怎么样？
And what's the result of being a slave?
教会口舌不断。
And there was many quarrel within the church.
论断不断。
And there was many a lot of judgment was in the church.
批评不断。
There was a lot of criticism in the church.
却不晓得我们是来领受产业的。
But none of us know that we are here to inherit the property.
领受什么产业
？So what is being inherited?
领受属天的产业。
And that we are for the inheritance from the Father and above.
领受什么样的产业呢
？So what kind of inheritance are we receiving?
我们来看一下马太福音十一章十一节。
Let's look at Matthew 11:11.
十一章十一节的时候，他说：“我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。”然而天国里最小的比他还大。
And in chapter Matthew chapter 11:11 says, I tell you the truth, among those born of woman, there was no not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is.
那我问你们，这句话是谁讲的？
And let me ask you, who said that?
谁讲的？
Who was that?
哎，耶稣讲的。
Jesus said that.
啊，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。然而在天国里最小的，比他还大。
So that Jesus said that whoever born of a woman, there is none greater than John the Baptist. But at least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist.
施洗约翰是弥赛亚的开路先锋。
And John the Baptist was a forerunner for Messiah.
他只举个手说天国近了，你们要悔改。
And when he raises his hand and say repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
一大堆以色列人就排着队到约旦河给他施洗。
So that many people was baptized by John by the Jordan.
连耶稣也是跑到约旦河去给他施洗。
Among them was Jesus.
施洗约翰很清楚知道耶稣的身份。
And John the Baptist knew who Jesus was.
他还跟耶稣说：“我应该给你施洗。”
And he was telling Jesus that you should be the one who baptized for me.
耶稣说：“理当经诸般的义。”
And Jesus said that it should be done so.
所以说，约翰就跟耶稣施洗。
So the John the Baptist baptized Jesus.
所以约翰施洗约翰，他有能力，有权柄。连耶稣都给他施洗的。
So John the Baptist had the authority and the power that he was able to baptize Jesus.
所以凡妇人所生的，没有一个大过施洗约翰的。意思就是说，在旧约里面，每一个人都没有施洗约翰大。
So what it says that he was the greatest among the person who was born of a woman. What that means is John the Baptist is the greatest in the people out of Old Testament.
带领几百万人出埃及的摩西。
Let's look at Moses who led Israelites out of Egypt.
带领几百万人进迦南美地的耶稣亚。
And let's look at the Joshua who led millions of Israelites into the promised land.
统治以色列的大卫王。
And let's look at the King David.
统治以色列的所罗门王跟建圣殿的所罗门王。
And the ruler and the person who built the temple, the King Solomon.
没有一个人大过施洗约翰的。
None of those people is greater than John the Baptist.
这句话我们还可以接受。
This one we can understand and accept.
但是后面这一句话。
But what follows?
然而在天国里最小的比他还大。
But as it says, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist.
我问你们。
Let me ask you.
我们信了主受了洗悔改了是不是在天国里的人
?So, as we are confessed, the Lord is our Savior, and we are all saved, and we are not the people within the kingdom of heaven.
是不是、oh, 是哈。那你会说牧师啊
But that's it, you'll say that, oh, Pastor.
我信了主了受了洗了但是呢我在教会已经睡十年了从来没有带领一个人信过耶稣难道我会比摩西还大吗
So that you may wonder that you know, I have been well, some people maybe in the church for 10 years that he's been believer for 10 years but never led anybody to Christ would I be even greater than Moses
我一读圣经就睡觉，来到教会一听讲到就睡觉。哎呀，是最好睡觉的地方。
And then when I opened up the Bible, I fell asleep. And I came to church, I fell asleep. Well, that's truly a good place to sleep.
但是我从来没有带领一个人信过耶稣。
And I have never led anybody in Christ.
难道我会比摩西还大，比施洗约翰还大吗
？Then how can I be greater than Moses or the John the Baptist?
那我只问你一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
摩西，或者是耶稣亚，或者是大卫，或者是所罗门，或者是施洗约翰。
So, among all those people, Moses, Joshua, King Solomon, King David, and John the Baptist.
他对天上的神祷告的时候
，and when he was praying, when they were praying to God.
他敢不敢想说我们在天上的父
？Would he be able to refer to God in heaven, say our heavenly Father?
你翻开整个旧约
，when you open up in the Old Testament.
每一个人对神祷告的时候，只敢说“耶和华，耶和华，我的神，我的神。”
And when they all pray, pray, it is my God, Jehovah.
敢不敢称我们在天上的父
？Have any of them dare to say that our my heavenly Father, our heavenly Father?
没有一个人敢这样讲的。
None of them was doing that.
但是我们现在是谁教我们的？我们祷告的时候说我们在天上的父啊。
And then who taught us in prayer that our Father in heaven?
是不是耶稣教我们的
？Wasn't that Jesus？
所以说，各位，旧约所有的人，全部都是生子为奴的。
So that the all the people in the Old Testament was born out of slavery。
新约所有的人，只要你信了耶稣的时候，耶稣说成了，就是他已经成就一切了。
So that in the era of New Testament, when Jesus said it is finished, and that it was dealt with everything.
你信了主了，悔改了，领受圣灵了，重生了，你就可以称我们在天上的父。
When you're born again, then you can say my father or our father in heaven.
所以各位，旧约的人就是生子为奴的。
So all the people in the Old Testament is born out of slavery.
新约的人就是应许所生的，就是来领受耶稣在十字架上成就一切产业的。
And then people out of New Testament is born out of promise.
所以有点就像你们不知道有没有看过《还珠格格》啊，或者是这个啊《雍正王朝》啊，《乾隆王朝》啊，《康熙王朝》啊。
Have you find the episode of those or the Qing Dynasty？
这些王朝里面，皇宫里面有太监宫女。
And in the dynasty time that there was eunuchs as well as concubine.
也有大阿哥大哥哥。
And there was also those the prince and princess.
太监宫里要学的是太监宫里的规矩。
And so that there are male and female servants that they have the rule for the servants.
大哥大哥哥要学的，也有要学的调兵遣将的道理。
And the prince and princess have the their way of they will act a different way.
两个学的不一样。
What they learn are completely different.
太监宫里碰到皇帝，不能讲说阿巴户。
And when the male or female servant when they see.The emperor, he cannot say my father.
你随便讲，砍头啊
！If you said that, you'll be executed.
大哥大哥哥，遇到皇阿玛不叫阿巴户，人家还觉得你很奇怪。
And then if the prince and princess did not call the emperor father, people will feel very strange.
太监宫里不能学骑马射箭。
And then the riding or the archery cannot be learned by the servant.
不能学调兵遣将。
And cannot learn the ways of military.
因为他们本来就是仆人。
That's because they were servant.
大哥大哥哥一定要学骑马射箭，一定要学调兵遣将。
And then the prince and princess, among what they learn are the ways of military as well as archery and riding horses.
因为他们本来就是要调兵遣将的。
That's because they were born to be able to do those.
各位，那我问你们，我们是不是大哥大哥哥
？So aren't we the prince and princess?
我们是大哥大哥哥，就要学在基督里的成长。什么叫做基督里的成长？基督就是受膏者，就在灵里面成长。
Since we are the prince and princess, we ought to learn.To grow in Christ, and that was grow in the anointed one.
不是在那边学太监宫里的规矩。
And we are not there to learn the ways of the servant.
是要在基督里的成长。基督是属灵的，基督是属天的。
And then we ought to grow in Christ because Christ is from heaven, came from heaven.
既是属灵的，既是属天的，就有很多天使天君要奉差遣为承受救恩的人效力。
And since that we are belong to the to Christ, then there are many armies from the heaven as well as angels.
你如果习惯了调兵遣将， so、你就不会在这些属地的、属情义的在那边看不顺眼。
So that if you learn the ways of military of arranging the heavenly army, then you will not be bound by the worldly things.
所以说呢，我们知道大儿子呢，按照属地的来讲，他没有错。
So let's get back to the old son, and his action wasn't wrong according to the earthly view.
按照属天的来讲，他就错了。
But from the heavenly view, that he was in error.
他是有权柄的
，because he had a authority.
他是可以宰山羊羔的
，he was able to kill a goat.
他可以宰肥牛犊的
，he was able to kill fattened calf.
他习惯了使用权柄的生活
，he did not use the life of authority.
他就不会抱怨
，if he knows how to use the life or to live in the life of authority, then he will not.
他就会效法他父亲的样式。
Then he will copy what his father did.
他父亲的样式是什么？
And what was the way of the father?
我们从小儿子身上来看。
And let's look at the younger son.
他父亲的样式，小儿子呢，他是败坏父亲家产的。
And the younger son squandered away all the properties.
各位弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
如果你养到一个这样的小儿子。
If your son is like that,
我看你会很头痛。
That will be a troublesome for you.
你还活得很健壮。
And he was well.
他就说：“哎，请把要给该给我的家业分给我吧。”
When you are still well, that he actually came and saying, "Well, that please divide all your property and give me my portion."
这父亲也很大方，又分给他了。
And the father was generous that he gave his portion to the younger son.
他还不好好的保守。
And obviously he didn't keep it well.
他还去外面晃荡。
And he was squandering the money, the property and the wealth away.
浪费资财。
And he was wasting the wealth.
把父亲的产业都花光了。
And again, he was squander all the money.
最后就没路可走了。
He was out of where he can go.
就去看猪。
And he was tending the pig.
然后饿得没有办法。
And he was very hungry.
就要回家了。
So then there was no other way. So he was heading home.
你要知道，饿得没有办法回家的时候。
And yeah, I got to know that when he was on the way home.
他全身有没有猪臭味
？And you think that the smell of the pigs is
他全身有没有汗臭味？
What was he smelly?
他全身有没有口臭
？And was he
就有汗臭，又有猪臭，又有口臭。
So that he was truly smelly when he
回家走了。
And he was on the way home.
这个父亲也能看到。
And the father saw him far away.
是儿子跑过来，或者父亲跑过去？
And who went over? Is that the son came over or the father went over?
是不是父亲跑过去啊？
And wasn't the father that went over?
父亲跑过去了。
And the father went over to him.
有没有叫他说，哎，你先去洗个澡，刷个牙，再来亲嘴
？And he asked the younger son to take a bath first before he kissed him.
我觉得这个父亲真是太伟大了。
That I was very admiring his father.
这个孩子败了他的家产。
This was the son that squandered all the money away.
全身汗臭、猪臭、口臭。
And it was completely smelly as he came.
他过去就一把抱着他，连累理他怎么样？亲嘴。
And not only that he embraced him, he kissed him.
这就是我们天上的父。
That's the picture of our heavenly father.
儿子说：“我父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪你。从今以后，你不配称为我的儿子，不配称为你的儿子。”父亲就吩咐仆人说：“ 把那上好的袍子拿袍子拿过来，快给他穿上，把戒指给他戴上指头上，把鞋子穿在他的脚上。
He says, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him, put a ring on his finger, and sandal on his feet.
各位
brothers and sisters,
你看到这一段话
when you saw the passage,
这个儿子回来了
when the son came back,
父亲有没有把权柄给他
did the father give him the authority?
这个戒指就是权柄。
The ring, signify authority.
这个儿子是败坏父亲一产业的。
And
一回来了就把戒指给戴上。这个戒指就是权柄。
And then, this son, the younger son squandered all the money, but when he came back, the father put a ring on him that signified authority.
有没有把袍子给他戴穿上
?And did he put on the best robe on him?
这袍子就是耶稣的义袍。
And that was that was the robe of justice.
有没有把鞋子给他穿上
？And it was put on the sandal on his feet.
这鞋子就是传福音的鞋。
And that was the sandal for spreading the gospel.
你会觉得这样的生命怎么去传福音
？And you will think that how can he become a testimony and spread the gospel?
你会觉得很奇怪。
And you're going to be wondering,
难道有这样的人去传福音吗
is there anybody who is proclaiming a gospel by this kind of person?
但是我们看圣经就有这样的人
But when we look at the Bible, there's just an example of that.
这个人是谁啊
Who was that?
来看马太福音第九章
Okay, that's
第九节
Matthew 9, verse 9.
耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。
As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting in the tax collector's booth. Follow me, he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him.
这个人，我只能说他就是一个浪子。
And I can say that he's a kind of a prodigal son.
他全身有汗臭味、猪臭味、口臭。
He was smelling as well.
为什么
？Why was that?
因为马太是做什么样的工作
？Do you know what was the job of Matthew?
马太是做税吏。
He was a tax collector.
现在在美国做税吏还可以啦。
If you work for IRS, it was okay.
但是如果美国给人家统治的时候，你收美国人的税去。交给别的国家来打美国的话，那这样的人你会叫什么？
What would you call a person who collect your money and then give it to the foreign country, but then a foreign country can come and invade you?
人家都会叫他汉奸、走狗、不要脸的流氓。
And they will call all kinds of names for him.
你要知道，马太做的就是这个工作。
And you must know that Matthew was a tax collector, will be called by names.
他是犹太人被罗马人统治的时候
，and he was a Jew and he was ruled by a Roman.
他当犹太人的税吏
，and he was the tax collector for the Roman.
收犹太人的钱交给罗马政府
，and he collect taxes from Jewish people and send it on to Roman government.
让罗马政府来打犹太人
，and that allows Roman government to rule over and.The Jewish people.
这样的人臭不臭啊
？And wouldn't you think that's a person that
脏不脏啊
？Would a dirty and smelly?
他有汗臭味，有猪臭味，也有口臭味。
And he was just truly smelly.
假如是慈甲，你会不会来找这样的人来当童工
？Pastor, would you get this kind of person for as a co-worker?
可是耶稣说，来。来跟从我
，But Jesus said, "Come and follow me."
各位，第九章，耶稣叫马太来跟从他。
And in chapter 9, Jesus called Matthew to follow him.
第十章，我们来看马太福音十章的第一节到第三节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 1 to 3.
耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶出污鬼，并医治各样的病症。这十二个使徒的名字，头一个名叫西门，又称为彼得，还有他的兄弟安德烈，西比泰的儿子雅各，雅各的兄弟约翰，腓力巴多和巴多所买，多马和税吏马太，亚太亚勒菲的儿子雅各和达泰。
He called the 12 disciples to him and gave them the authority to drive out evil spirits and heal every disease and sickness. These are the name of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collectors, James, son of Apophthias and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot.Him.
当我看这一段的圣经的以后
，When I look at this passage，
我看了就很诧异
，I was very surprised。
这耶稣叫十二个门徒来
，And Jesus called these twelve disciples，
给他们权柄能赶出污鬼
，And he gave them authority to drive out evil spirit，
并医治各样的病症
，And to heal every disease and sickness。
各位。这里面也包括了马太，对不对
？And of course, with in this that include Matthew, we just look at.
马太就是那个汉奸走狗不要脸的流氓。
He was that tax collector.
第九章呼召。
And he was he called him as a, for as disciple in chapter 9.
第十章就给他权柄。
And in chapter 10, he already gave him the authority.
能赶出污鬼，医治各样的病症。
And then the authority was to drive out evil spirit and
还叫他出去传福音
and as well as healing the disease and send them out for to spread the gospel.
然后叫他出去了以后就变成使徒了
And when he was send them out, they become apostles.
第一节十章的第一节是门徒，十章的第二节就变成使徒了
And in the first verse of chapter 10, they were disciples, but in verse two, they become apostles.
这十二章的第十章的第二节里面，使徒有没有税吏马太
？And when in verse 2 of chapter 10, would that was the apostle included Matthew?
所以各位，当我们读了这些的以后
，So when we read all the passage,
就深深的激励我们
，And that will encourage us.
新约时代跟旧约时代不同。
And there's a difference between the New Testament and the Old Testament.
旧约时代的人都是太监宫里
And the people in the Old Testament were all servant.
新约时代的人都是王子公主
And then the people in the New Testament are all royalties, the prince and princess.
我们都比大卫还大
And we are all greater than David.
我们都比所罗门还大
We are greater than King Solomon.
你会觉得说大卫在使徒行传里面神说他是最合我心意的人
and in the book of Acts God said that David was the one that knows my heart
我们难道会比大卫还大吗
and how can we be greater than King David
大卫只不过是预备建圣殿的材料
and King David was preparing for the material for the temple
所罗门是建圣殿，对不对
？And King Solomon was the one who built the temple, right?
所罗门花了二十年的时间建圣殿。
And King Solomon spent 20 years to build the temple.
建好了圣殿。
And when he was finished,
献祭花了十二万头的羊。
And in the offering, there was 120,000.
一万两千头的牛。
120,000 sheep and 12,000 oxen.
这样的大的场面来献殿
and there was a grand sight.
到底是圣殿比较大，或者所罗门比较大
？And which one was greater, the temple or the King Solomon?
是不是圣殿比较大
？Of course, it was the temple.
是不是？那我问你们，我们信主的身体是什么？
And so that what is our body after we become a believer?
是不是圣灵的殿
Wasn't that the temple of the Spirit?
我可以告诉你 我们每一个人信主的人，身体就是圣灵的殿。
I can tell you that each one of us who is believers, our body is the temple of Christ.
耶稣说成了以后，圣殿的幔子就从上到下裂为两半。
And when Jesus said it was finished, the veil of the temple was ripped open from top to bottom.
从此以后，神的灵就不住在人手所造的殿。
And from then on, the God's Spirit does not live in the temple anymore.
神的灵就住在凡是信耶稣是基督人的里头。
And God's Spirit lives within the hearts of and the spirit of every believers.
所以我可以告诉你们，我们里面有条通天的管道。
So I can tell you that we have a direct channel to God.
我们可以有进到圣灵里，我们就跟耶稣同在一个圣殿里了。
And when we enter into the Spirit, then we can be with Jesus.
因为我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
Because our body is the temple of the Spirit.
耶稣也以他的身体为殿
，and Jesus of course was with the temple as well.
进到圣灵里的时候，我们就突破时间跟空间的限制了。
So when we enter into our own spiritual being, we have a direct contact to God.
当我们手伸出去的时候，这个手可以称为耶稣的手。
And so when we reach out, that can be called the hands of Jesus.
可以流出他的权柄能力来。
And that the power and authority can flow out of our hand.
你们会觉得说真的是这样子吗？
And you may be in doubt of that.
我可以告诉你一个见证。
And I can tell you a testimony.
去年我来到你们这里的前一个月。
And before I came to you last year, one month before I came to you.
我在中国东北胡市。
I was in Manchuria in China.
有一个癌症病人。
There was a cancerous patient.
他是直肠癌。
He had a colon cancer.
已经扩散到肝了。
And it was spread to a liver.
他没有办法吃饭了。
And he was unable to eat.
四个月没有办法吃饭。
He was unable to eat for 4 months.
全部都是在打点滴。
And it was kept alive by IV.
体重就从120斤降到68斤。
And his weight dropped from 120 kilo, 120.
120斤降到68斤，等于是120磅降到68磅。So, 因为在中国是讲斤的。
Yeah, it was like almost like 120 pounds to 68 pounds. The weight drop.
1公斤等于是2斤。
Okay, 1 kilo equal to 2斤。
他等于是差不多剩下68磅。
So he was like close to 68 pounds.
医生已经跟他讲说，你可以回去了。回去是什么？就办后事了吧。
And then the doctor told him that he can go home because that's basically you have no hope.
连寿衣都买了。
And he was he already prepared for the
来参加我们的聚会。
And he was all ready to attend his own funeral, and then he came into our.
我们就为他按手祷告。
And we lay our hands on him.
按手祷告完了以后，他回去了。
And then when we, after we have laid our hands on him and
prayed,
he went back. And that same night,
4 个月没有上洗手间。
And he didn't go to bathroom for 4 months.
因为没有吃东西，所以不必上大号。
Is that because he did not have to go poo? Because
4个月之后，按手回去了以后，他当天上大号。
But after we prayed for him, that he actually went to the bathroom and pooed.
没想到一拉把所有的癌细胞全部都拉出来了。
And then when he went to the bathroom that and pooed, that actually out came all the cancer.
等到今年我们再去的时候
，And when we went this year,
他体重再回到120磅了。
And then his weight regained back.
活着跟我们做见证。
And he was doing testimony alive.
这样是我亲身经历过来的。
That was that I have experienced personally.
所以我很相信我们基督徒是公主王子。
So all our Christians are royalties like prince and princess.
我们是有权柄能力的。
And we have authority and power.
我们是可以在基督里成长的。
And we can grow in Christ.
基督就是受膏者。
And Christ is the anointed one.
是可以在灵里成长的。
And we can grow in the spirit.
这个灵里成长的是你有一条通天的管道可以通到天上的。
And we have a direct channel to God.
这条通天的管道是可以让你行使权柄能力的。
And that direct channel is the one that, that we can use for, to inherit.
这权柄能力是可以翻转整个世界的。
And the power and authority that we have can turn the world upside down.
我现在在全世界各地。
As I travel around the world.
为什么说全世界各地？因为已经到马来西亚、到香港、到台湾都服侍。
As I the reason why I say around the world is I'm also serving in Malaysia, Taiwan, and Hong Kong.
我到马来西亚的一个 SIB 的教会。
And when I went to a SIB church in Malaysia,
SIB 是马来西亚最大的联合的一个基督教的一个宗派。
And SIB was the largest denomination within Malaysia.
去那边服侍的时候。
And when I was there serving them.
当我恳求圣灵从天上浇灌下来的时候。
When I was asking for the arrival for the Holy Spirit.
他们是在三楼。
And they were on the third floor.
没想到那个场圣灵浇灌下来的时候，连地都震动了。
And then the ground was shaking, when the Holy Spirit came.
他们的房子不像美国的房子。
And the house over there is different from the ones being built.
美国的房子是用木头造的。
And the one that in the U.S. was made by constructed by wood.
他们是钢筋水泥的。
And they were cement and rebar.
那个圣灵的恩膏从天上浇灌下来的地都震动了，两百多人的聚会的地都震动了。
And when the power of the Spirit came, that the entire building shook, and there was 200 plus people there.
所以各位，我们是大阿哥大哥哥。
And so, brothers and sisters, we are royalty, like prince and princess.
天父是乐意把国赐给我们的。
And God is very willing to give us the blessing.
我们来看。路加福音十二章三十二节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 12, verse 32.
路加福音十二章三十二节。你们这路加福音十二章，路加。
Luke chapter 12, verse 32.
你们这小群的不要惧怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。
Do not be afraid, little flock, for your father has been pleased to give you the kingdom.
所以各位，你对你自己讲，对弟兄的话就是我是王子，姐妹的话就是我是公主。
So the brothers here will be prince, and then the sister here will be princess.
我就是天上的使者。
We're the messenger from God.
在地上的代表。
And we're the representative of God in this world.
我可以成为神的国的流通管道。
I can be the conduit for the God's
流出他的权柄能力。
To flow out, outflow the authority.
来祝福周围的人。
The outflow authority and the power to bless the people around us.
来把他的福音传扬。
And so we can proclaim the gospel among the nations.
所以愿神祝福他的话语。
May God bless His word.
啊，如果你们需要祷告的话，我可以为你们祷告。
And if you need any prayers, I can pray for you.
也把神在我身上所做的能够有更多人得着。
And I can spread and testify what God has done for me.
好，愿神祝福他的话语。
May God bless His word.
好。
关掉那个课好，对，里面会有那个 OK 好，谢谢李牧师。我想我们每一个人在神的里面，我们都领受权柄，我们不是我们生来不是为奴的，我们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕，我们所受的是什么？儿子的心，因此我们可以呼叫什么？阿爸父。我们感谢主啊，今天李牧师给我们这么好的信息，我们待会聚完会的时候呢，我们可以请李牧师为我们有需要的人来祷告服事，可以吗？好，那我们来唱一首诗歌，我们来回应今天的信息，也求神能够来帮助我们的生命站对位置，让我们知道我们是儿子啊，不是奴仆。爱我愿意。十字架上的光芒温柔又慈祥，带着主爱的力量向着我照亮，我的心不再隐藏，完全的摆上，愿主爱来浇灌我， 在爱中得自由释放，这是是赞美之泉的。我们在生活当中其实有很多很多的捆绑，很多很多的不知道的捆绑，有些的是从我们的祖宗或者我们的家族来的捆绑，比如说我们的家就是这个样子，或者是一个破碎的家庭，或者是我们的父母亲给我们很多不正当的一些观念，让我们在成长的背景里面我们就对自己也没信心，我们对我们的家人也没有信心，我们对这个世界没有信心，我们对上帝更是没有信心，所以很多的时候我们就被一种思想或者被一种所谓的谎言所捆绑，然后我们就去做很多很多其实上不需要去做的事情，甚至有人信了主以后还做很多的工作，想要来讨好我们的神，或者想要来讨好我们的在天上的父，却不晓得说我们在做再怎么样，我们的父就是无限的爱在爱我们，我们不能够多做一点让父再多爱我们一点，因为他已经爱到最大的爱在爱我们，我们也不会因为我们做错一件事情我们就天父就不爱我们，因为这个爱是父对子的爱，孩子错了父亲会有管教，会有一些consequence， 但是父对我们的爱是永远不会变，但是我们很多的时候我们一走偏我们就觉得好像那个小儿子一样，我的父亲还爱我吗？没想到我们今天林牧师告诉我们说这个父亲是跑过去抱着他的颈项连连与他亲嘴，所以我觉得我们每一个做神儿女的我们要知道我们在神天父的眼中是何等的尊贵，而且我们不需要被很多的瑕疵所捆绑，我们每一个人都应该是自由的人，我们找到了吗？我们来唱爱我愿意，
十字架上的光芒温柔又慈祥，带着主爱的力量向着我照亮，我的心不再隐藏，完全地摆上，愿主爱来浇灌我在爱中的自由释放，我愿意降服，我愿意降服在你爱的怀抱中，我愿意降服，你是我的主，你是我的主，永远在你怀抱中，你是我，你是我的主。
我们起来唱，
十字架上的光芒温柔又慈祥，带着主爱的力量向着我照亮，我的心不再隐藏，完全地摆上，愿主爱来浇灌我在爱中的自由释放，我愿意降服，我愿意降服，我愿意降服，我愿意降服在你爱的怀抱中，我愿意降服，你是我的主，你是我的主，永远在你怀抱中。 抱中，你是我，你是我的主，我愿意降服，我愿意降服，我愿意降服。降服，我们唱你是我的父，你是我的父，你是我的父，你是我的父，永远在你怀抱中，你是我，你是我的
领受祝福，愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在，从今直到永永远远。阿们。阿坐，我们有一些欢迎。
下面我们今天有新来的朋友，我们需要欢迎啊。后面那一位。欢迎。前面这边两位。
各位弟兄姊妹大家平安。
平安。
陌生啊，因为我在这个教会，因为牧师和师母会教会弟兄姊妹的爱心，所以我们下午我们在这边做一些敬拜赞美的练习。
哦。谢谢。好。 谢谢。那也感谢大家今天都能到得很早，我觉得我们的敬拜就更有力量，更有神的同在。那我们就唱欢迎歌，我们也欢迎林牧师再次来到我们这边，谢谢。
我们欢迎你，欢迎你。